This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It looked like in areas that were filled with trees, that were forest, it looked like they'd been ripped down as tinker toys, just completely knocked down. You saw homes and other buildings that were completely flattened, as well as others that were nothing more than rubble.
Yeah, tornadoes ripping through Texas. That was the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, talking about it with a what it looked like, and it's pretty nasty stuff. Some in the Midwest, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because the same system made its way through the Midwest, rather, and the South. Boy, oh boy. And 12 people in all, they say, killed. They're still looking for people, though, to make sure. The rampage was really, really awful. And watching those storms and seeing the footage that people grabbed of it really just, it never ceases to amaze me how ferocious these tornadoes are. We're talking about that and what's going on in Washington. Plus, we've got our fix of Forbes coming up, Forbes Books at Bedtime, where we talk with some really interesting movers and shakers in the world of business. And there's was a huge event that just roared through the South, speaking of that, called Dig South, where some of the most innovative people hang out. And it's pretty interesting what technology is doing in a lot of industries sooner rather than later. And, of course, Washington passed the 100-day mark for the Prez. He was off in Pennsylvania celebrating that. And in Washington, it was all about the White House correspondence dinner. Of course, the NFL draft also was on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Football's year-round, let's face it, because that's what it is. We got mini camps, training camps, and then before you know it, the regular season. Let's go out right away at the top to Carl in Idaho, who's been waiting. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
Hey, Carl, can you hear us? I think you got a radio on. You got to turn your radio down or something.
No, I'm here.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. What are you guys talking about?
What we're talking about is we're talking about the weather, how terrible it was, the tornadoes, and, you know, what happened in Texas and what happened in Mississippi and Idaho. I think you were spared all that.
Oh, yeah, we were. Pretty
thank
nice down here. So.
Yeah, thank goodness, right? So while you guys are nice and high and dry, all around you, actually past Idaho, it's been pretty nasty over the weekend. The and thanks for that, Carl. Just kind of hanging out there. The weather system that I talked about was, I mean, just unbelievable, unimaginable, like a freight train. However, we've seen this before with tornadoes, and I keep wondering about the systems and is there better warning systems, and they keep trying to invent something that could tell us, but it's impossible. It is really kind of impossible to absolutely pinpoint it. You know that there's possibilities, but to know exactly where one's going to touch down and when, no. You can't do it. You can't narrow it down. So Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama, they're, you know, getting the shift of what happened with the weather. Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, they had it. Mississippi, same thing, tornadoes, heavy rains. And the tornadoes leave a trail of disaster that is unique. I mean, it is unbelievable. The path of destruction in Texas, to give you an idea, to let you just think about this for a second, imagine 35 miles long, 15 miles wide. That is incredible. So let me say this again. Think 15 miles, what 15 miles is, wide, and 35 miles long. That's an unbelievable amount of damage. It really is. So you have recovery crews that had to work through the day, that had to do whatever they could, because you don't know if you're going to find somebody who was trying to hide from the storm, who got trapped in a house, who was at the wrong place at the wrong time when a roof was peeled off the top of a house and slammed into another house. Because there is no rhyme or reason to a tornado. There's no way to know exactly. It's different when you're talking about a hurricane. People get frustrated and they say, oh, it's exaggerated and everybody left and evacuated and then it didn't do as much damage as they thought. At least you can have some more predictability with it. And if you're told to evacuate, then you evacuate, and if it's so beat, if your house isn't smashed away, and you're safe, versus the tornado randomly can just turn in an instant and can just be dropped with the right wind pattern into your front or backyard, into your neighborhood, and you have no time to deal with it. You really have no time. A weather situation, one thing. Hail, you know, hail, rain, different. 2 weeks ago on a Friday night, I was out at a business thing, and the person sitting, the two people sitting with me said, okay, so we got to make sure we wrap this thing up pretty quickly because, you know, there's going to be terrible weather. Really? Terrible weather? Yeah, they're predicting hail and rain. And sure enough, we did get that, and everybody had left, and everybody was safely in their caves, I call them, in their homes. But I'll say it again, when we talk about tornadoes, it's a different thing. You can see that there might be a weather problem and that there may be high winds, which who knows with the right conditions, but that still doesn't prepare you for where a tornado can plop down. It just doesn't. It's impossible to completely pinpoint it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say at this point. It's one of the futuristic technology types of instruments that are always being worked on. By the way, this is important to all of us. Congress made a tentative $1.1 trillion spending bill deal, probably averting that shutdown. I think they're averting the shutdown because that's what happened into the weekend through Sunday. At this point, that's good, right? Because then this goes all the way through September, and we don't have to have these conversations about where the money's going, what's being funding, what's being funded, what's happening here or there, and then dangling with the potential of a government shutdown, which is good for nobody because more money is bled out then. And then there's more confusion. We have had it. And every year it seems as though we're back to the same square one and we're talking about it. But we did not have it, or so it's looking, this time around, which I think is a really, really good deal because you don't want to pay for that. I don't want to pay for that. You know what we're paying for? We're paying for a put. It's like standing there and you're just waiting. You're just waiting to see what's going to happen. And that's the worst because you pay more money. And more people are on edge because they're not sure if they're going to be going to their job or not going to be going to their job. People are waiting on checks and they wonder if they're going to be stopped or delayed. And that's not good either. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. You have the Washington Blues tired of shuffling around through the myriad of mistakes with healthcare. 855-266-KATE. See you in a few.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Walks further down the street, ooh, wait, I low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet strip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'ma get you to another one bites the dust.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. So the government stays open. Whew. Wow, crisis averted, right? Is that what you were thinking? Oh, thank goodness. No crisis this time around. Same old storyline, same old blues over where is the money going. So Congress reaching a deal to keep the government open through September. Yes, that is official. There is no dancing around it. It's definitely, I just got a tweet from somebody on the Hill to make sure I was right on that. Yes, 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 it is official. You know what's going to be interesting to watch for all of us? Somebody said to me the other night, have you had this discussion with your family that sooner rather than later, our money is going to be, we're not going to have money. Like, we're not going to deal in money. And you think of, like, Bitcoin, for example. So with less than 6 weeks until the Brits go to the polls again, the Labour Party looks like they're headed for a beatdown. And it's interesting because this is something, and the Washington Post just did a huge story on it, that the Democrats need to pay attention to if they're watching what's happening in England. I mean, the ruling Conservative Party has a double-digit lead over Labour in pre-election polls. And Prime Minister Theresa May could win a parliamentary majority that would have been something that they say Margaret Thatcher would have envied. So a very grim outlook for Labor Party people, it's prompted them to preemptively concede defeat. Another Labor prime minister? Probably not. The party could completely, they say, collapse all together. So what does that mean? It's just like Democratic voters who thought that Bernie Sanders would revitalize the party, and it didn't work out because it was Hillary Clinton, and then you saw what happened with Hillary Clinton. So the election outcome is left in doubt the future of one party that could just completely cease to exist. Wow. Yeah. I can see it because they're having a hard, hard time. And this is a party that goes back to the 1900s. And they were about workers' rights and the whole fact. Remember, there's factories all over northern England. That was the whole thing about the Labour Party, and that's what was called the Labour Party. But if there's no love for the Labour Party, then it goes down. Which, strategy-wise, that's like comparing the Democrats and the Republicans and watching to see what's happening with the Democrats and their disappointment and where are people looking toward the future in the United States. I mean, I know it's a leap, but I can see it. And you can certainly see it happening. You know, without a doubt. I think the big question as we talk about the next 100 days for President Trump is healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. Where are we going with healthcare? Is anything going to change or anything going to be different? What's happening with the conversation about the wall, and what's next in those two very, very big areas? And also, what happens when you have players on your team who aren't willing to go along, like the whole Freedom Caucus thing? And will that breathe more? Does it have more legs than originally thought? And I think it does have more legs. And then bipartisan support. Will we get bipartisan support and infrastructure going when it comes to health care? So, dreamers, immigration walls, all of that, enhanced border security, all of that that was being discussed, I think comes into play in the next 100 days. And what is the path of least resistance? And I think there actually are a couple of those paths for the president and for the administration, and I think that's what they're looking for. And when you talk about taxes and when you talk about infrastructure and you talk about walls and, you know, everybody wants to know, where is the money coming from? How are we paying for that? Where are we headed? What's next? Like I said, what's next? And there have been a lot of immigration setbacks for this president. There certainly has. And there have been other setbacks, too. So the next 100 days, I think, are going to be interesting to watch, particularly in the border areas, what happens there, and in healthcare. I think that's, without a doubt, two of the biggest legs left to build on this table. And not so easily done at all. The draft was, and I'm weaving in this conversation, the NFL draft was this past week, because people were asking me, like Jonathan, was I going to do Nail the Score again? And of course I'm going to do Nail the Score again, but not till we get into football season. And also Jonathan asked me, did I see what happened with the Raiders? Yes, day three, they announced the picks, for the Raiders announced their picks from Las Vegas. Is that not in your face? I just want you to picture for a second. I don't care. It's your favorite team, whatever team. And then they suddenly move away, and now they're your competitors. So you lose the team, whatever team it was, that was your favorite. It's gone. Done. Out of here. I think it's tough. I think fans feel like they get jobbed in that department. And to be there with cheerleaders and be in Vegas, it's good for the Vegas people to get them excited about football eventually coming there. But it's not so good for the people who are the loyalists, who know that they're losing their team. And I just saw a place a $100 deposit to reserve your place in Raiders history. Want a piece of Raiders history? Got $100? Ooh, do I have a deal for you. Speaking of the Raiders and moving to Vegas, Raider fans will have to fly or drive to Las Vegas to go and see Raiders games once that facility is up and going, which is going to be a couple of years. So while that's happening, maybe United will get its act together, because maybe some of the people would jump on United. The United CEO says many more policy changes are in the works. Well, of course. They had to say something. They blew it when they first came out. United Airlines just announced 10 changes to customers, how they're dealing with customers, customer service policies. And it's just the start, according to the CEO of United, Oscar Munoz. He says there's a lot more happening, and acknowledged that the policies included in the announcement were spurred by the company's reaction to what happened on April 9th on United Express Flight 3411, to take a better look at customer service policies. Oh, that dragging down the aisle picture, the worst. It's tough to get that image that was burned in so many people's skulls out of their minds, and with people in the background screaming and taking shots of the doctor being hauled off the plane, and people don't know the whole story, how he fell against the armrest and had this slight concussion, and it didn't look good. It just didn't look good to see somebody dragged down the middle of the aisle. Clearly, then he turns out to be a doctor who was not having it, did not want to get off the plane, but was told he had to get off the plane. And, you know, it's crazy because I flew American in a quick overnight thing to Houston, and I was on standby, and it was lucky for me. The flight wasn't full. There was a seat. The seat next to me was open, and it was just a great flight. It was less than an hour. But being on standby, I thought, oh, how do they do this? Because I saw the names. Is it eeny, meeny, miny, mo? But I think all the standby people got on. Whew. Thank goodness. Forbes Books at Bedtime, coming up here on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, we have such a terrific guest waiting for us in our virtual green room. Samphill Gray joins us now, and boy, he started something that is really rocking right now in Charleston, in fact, going on right now, called Dig South. And when you think tech events, this event has really exploded. So first of all, Samphill, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
And I'm sure Greg would say the same thing. I'm curious, how and why did you start Dig South? Did your friends think you were crazy?
They did think I was crazy, but it was a lot of frustration. That's the way I would put it. I grew up in the South in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And when I graduated from college at the University of South Carolina, I was excited about potentially working in media, working in the music business. I was playing in bands and writing, and this was in 1992. And at the same time, I was frustrated that I had to leave the region to pursue those opportunities. So I moved to New York briefly and worked at Spin Magazine, and then I returned to the South for another job. And then, you know, fast forward 20 years, and I was living in Charleston, cloud computing, mobile technology, all those things were coming about. Social media was on the rise. and this is in 2011. I went back to New York for the Ad Age Digital Conference. I was blown away with the content and the speakers. There were people there from Foursquare and Facebook and HuffPost and a lot of super cool companies. I flew back and I thought, why don't we have this in the Southeast? You know, why is it that we have the proverbial brain drain, and anytime someone wants to work at a successful digital company or a cool startup, they've got to leave the region.
Stanfield, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, is because, you know, places like Charleston are not known for being tech centers, although if you follow the trends, everywhere can be a tech center. And for you to have that revelation, but I guess the bigger question to me is, where did you get off thinking you could be an entrepreneur and start an event for other entrepreneurs? And I'm asking that in jest because you've clearly been successful at it.
Thank you. I'm brash and bold like that. And I, I've always been interested in technology and science fiction and following what's emerging, what the trends are, especially from a content standpoint, you know, the philosophy behind it, just watching the evolution of the economy from the manufacturing into the digital age. So that was for me exciting. And then I was also working in the event business in Charleston. I did operations for Pico Espoleto, a very large event run by the City of Charleston Office of Cultural Affairs. I was doing event marketing for the College of Charleston and kind of fell into running the first mobile app that the college launched in 2010, 2011, around that time period. And I just, you know, put together all the things I love to do, which were hosting events, following, you know, being in touch with innovative people and innovative companies and kind of discovering what's next. And I love the city of Charleston, and a lot of people do. We're number one on many lists of best cities in the world. So I thought, why not here and why not our companies? We had some large companies, software companies that were doing well at Blackbaud and Benefit Focus and Boomtown. And I shopped the idea around and went to all of them and said, if I produced an event that was somewhat modeled on South by Southwest and Austin, Texas and TechCrunch Disrupt and Ad Age Digital Conference, but it was for the Southeast, would you support it? And they all said, yes, sure, let's do it. So that's kind of how it began.
So you're in this fascinating position, frankly, because one of the trends I've been tracking is this thing now called the experience economy, and you've dialed right into it. I mean, people, you know, the more we spend with our noses pressed against a screen, the more those of us who are smart realize you can't live your whole life there, and you can't just have relationships there. You have to actually meet people and broaden that experience in real time and in a real place. And that's essentially what you've done with Dig South.
That's right. You have to press the flesh, so to speak. You know, you've got to see people in person, and you're going to build a much stronger relationship, a better network, something that feels lasting, legitimate, if you can interact with them and converge, you know, the digital world with the experiential world that you're describing. So I believe in that 100%.
Yeah, it's interesting in talking about that, Stanfield, the experience economy. I'm a international speaker and talk show host, as Greg knows, and so that's exactly what happens now when I'm speaking, when I talk to meeting planners, or when I'm at events, conferences, etc., or tech events like yours. They want the experience because they're really building on that. So I know you've got some great things planned for this year, and we're in the middle of that. Tell us what you're most excited about.
I'm very excited about Jim Bankoff, the CEO of Vox Media, Liza Lansman, the president of Jet, and then Philip Krim, the president or the CEO of Casper Mattress. And I'm specifically excited that we've been able to attract this C-level executive talent with exciting companies that are having explosive growth, and then being able to introduce them to executives, entrepreneurs, and experts from the region, from the Southeast, because I think what we do best is deliver three things, and that's content, contacts, and capital opportunities. And that's what we found a lot of our attendees want. And the way we do that is by connecting global leaders and speakers like yourself that tour the circuit and that are open to that, and we introduce them to this market and help them meet those other entrepreneurs and executives and just share that experience and find out what happens. So that's really exciting.
We're talking with Stanfield Gray. And Stanfield, are you the founder of Dig South? Are you the CEO of Dig South? How do you bill yourself in relationship to this event?
I was crazy enough to found Dig South, so I'm the founder and currently the CEO of it. And, you know, well, we did want to touch on one other interesting thing about that experiential connection. Jim Bankoff was a speaker at the Ad Age Digital Conference that I went to in 2011. So it's super exciting, you know, 6 years later to bring him in now that he's head of Vox Media, a much bigger company than he was with at the time, and to make that connection in person again. And he was part of the group that inspired me to do this. And then we also launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise the initial seed money for Dig South. And 2 years later, we had Yancey Strickler, the CEO of Kickstarter, was our closing keynote speaker. So to see those things come full circle like that, it really excites me.
What excites you about tech? I mean, everything moves so fast as far as technology is concerned. What's your new favorite thing to do?
Well, what excites me most is what Steve Case calls the rise of the rest and what our mission was founded on as well, which is succeed in the South. So it's this idea that a person from their garage anywhere can grow and scale a company, and that's happening across the region now in markets like Charleston, Atlanta, Raleigh, Charlotte, you know, all these places that was very, very difficult prior to mobile and cloud computing. So that really excites me. Now, in terms of the actual technology and what the top trends are, what's possible with IoT and with AR and VR, those things really excite me. And, here in Charleston in particular, we are surrounded by a brand new Volvo North American headquarters. Daimler builds the Sprinter van. BMW has a production facility here. So I'm super fascinated by the potential for autonomous vehicles, self-driving vehicles, and what that will mean in terms of robotics and AI technology that could be integrated into that, and how that could, you know, those kind of centers of innovation could continue to grow and emerge here in the region and just dovetail perfectly into what's already happening in advanced manufacturing. So I'm excited to see those companies do well and then, you know, follow the leading trends of technology that will kind of harness that energy and be a big part of it.
And I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we're talking about your event, Dig South, which is just coming up in a couple of days. So I want to make sure people know the dates. I want to make sure they know it's not too late to sign up to be there. And you can tell by what Stanfield is saying that this is the place to be. Tell us the website for Dig South. Tell us the dates and how people can get enrolled to show up and be there to be part of it.
Great. Yes. For the conference, visit icons.digsouth.com. And ICON stands for Innovation Conference, so icon.bigsouth.com. April 25th through the 27th, we will hold the conference and the C-level summit. So on the front end, we welcome executives and we introduce them to other executives in the region. And then many of those folks are the speakers at Dig South, and they are part of the Innovation Conference over the next 2 days. So join us to discover everything happening. That's we focus primarily on digital innovation and technology, marketing, and business, of course. So what else can I tell you, Greg? Is there something more specific?
That sounds great. No, it's perfect. I think you summed it all up for us. Stanfield Gray, thank you so much. Dig South, you don't want to miss it. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see everyone here on April 25th.
Greg, wow, so how interesting. I think one of the big takeaways of that conversation for me is good for Stanfield for being innovative on his own and saying, wait, why can't we just do that down here in the South? And also something for listeners to remember, the experience economy, right?
Absolutely. And I do want to say, Kate, I'm going to be at Dig South. It's digsouth.com, April 25th to 27th. We're going to be interviewing the speakers and the attendees and others at the event. And I'm really excited about that. We're going to be bringing some of those interviews right here to our listeners.
All right. That's it.
I believe we can reach the morning light. This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
What a pleasure to be joined on America Tonight by Don Most. You might remember him as Ralph. I'm sure you remember him in Ralph in the iconic series Happy Days. But he is also a wicked singer. I was just listening to some of his tunes, and I want to dig even deeper into the archive. Somebody turned me on to Don's stuff. And he's got a new CD titled Swinging Down the Chimney Tonight. I love that song, although I'm a terrible singer. He's a great singer. Hey, Don, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me what it was like to, I mean, you sing, you do shows, you do a lot of the, I call it like kind of the swinging tunes. I lived in California and had the pleasure of going to Vegas a bunch, and I love the whole Rat Pack, Sinatra, Dino, and that kind of thing. And you're touring with a band that performs where you sing and you do the swinging hits like that, which is awesome that you can reach back and do it, because I think people long for that nostalgia. But what's it like, before we talk about that, to do holiday recordings? That's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah. What happened was, after I started doing my live show a few years ago, a lot of people were encouraging me to record. We started with a regular CD, which actually will come out in February, and that's called The Most Mostly Swinging, and it. You know, it's all the great jazz standards and the swing stuff, and like you were talking about, some of the Sinatra kind of music and Bobby Darin and all the greats and songs from the Great American Songbook. But then when we finished, it came out so well, and my managers and the record company, they were, you know, so happy with it. And my producer said, you know, we should do a few Christmas songs because it might be a good thing to get that out even prior to the release of the main CD to help spread the word of what you're doing, you know. So we didn't have a lot of time to get out in time, so we did four songs, and we figured we'd put out what, you know, they call an EP, which is not a full CD, but it was a nice sampling of some Christmas songs, and it was a lot of fun. We decided to do some in the swing vein, but then there were a couple of real traditional songs as well, like the Christmas song that Nat King Cole made famous, because that was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you that. So did you have a favorite? Would that be maybe the favorite in this little compilation?
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's right up there. You know, it varies. It's like when I listen to them, one time I'll say, oh, I like this one the best, and then another time another one strikes me. I also like that one, but The Man with the Bag is a lot of fun, too. It's a big band swing song and a little more jazzy, and I like that one a lot too. I guess those two are. But then I also do, we have a real fun time with Santa Baby, which we do as a duet, and there's a wonderful singer, Becky Martin, that I do it with, and it's a very different approach to Santa Baby, and the musical styles shift back and forth between one for the guy and one for the girl, and it's very interesting. And then, of course, there's it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, which you can't go wrong with that. So it's a really nice kind of variety of styles and feelings, and I'm pretty happy with it. It came out great.
So you obviously have a big acting background. It's not just Happy Days. You've done a lot of film work, and you still continue to do that. Did you always have the passion, though, for singing as well?
Actually, it was prior to acting that I started out as a singer when I was very young. When I was 14 years old and 15, I got picked to be part of this sort of nightclub review. It was from a school that I was going to, and then they picked, you know, there were seven or eight of us in that age range, and we were part of this nightclub review. And I sang in the nightclubs of the Catskill Mountains, which was a resort area upstate New York that was big back then. So I was doing that before I was acting. And then after that season, I switched gears and enrolled in a more serious workshop and acting class. And I kind of moved in that direction and started getting some work and really going after that in a big way. But always knowing that I would come back to the music at some point. Now, I don't know why it took me this long, because I'm loving it. But there's a reason and time for everything. And I did come back to it, although I'm not going to stop. I still want to continue acting, directing. But I'm loving doing this so much. You know, I just did a show in New York City at Feinstein's 54 Below and had a wonderful time. And I have a show coming out here in Los Angeles at a great jazz club called Catalina's Bar and Grill, which is in Hollywood, and I have that coming up the 21st. So I love the live shows, and now the recordings, getting in the studio with unbelievable musicians and great jazz guys and arrangements and all that. It's just it's an incredible high.
Yeah, how fun is that? And you mentioned you haven't stopped directing or acting. Is there more opportunity now because you see the explosion of Netflix and Amazon and other vehicles? Is there more opportunity? I heard a thing with Jennifer Aniston the other day where she said, oh, TV's where it's at. I mean, there's just so much to do. So that's great for actors.
Yeah, there is a lot more content. More outlets, and they're doing some wonderful things in all of these, you know, alternative out, and I don't know what you call them, you know, cable and the new outlets. I'm seeing it, and you know, I mean, I was focusing on the music the last couple of years, so I'm now like starting to put the big push on with my agents to get me some good roles again, because I miss that. So I'm hoping that we'll I'll find some of those great roles on these new shows that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. The world lost a great guy that you knew, Gary Marshall, this past year. What was Gary Marshall like?
Oh, Gary was one of a kind, an incredible guy with comic genius, and he was our leader on Happy Days, and he led many other shows and movies. And he really helped bring us together as a family. He formed a baseball team for us, and we traveled around the country touring major league parks, playing in games, and so we had incredible experiences together, and a funny guy, but a very warm and caring guy as well. We will all miss him a lot.
Yeah, as you said, it's like a family, but everybody's doing a million things in a million different directions. Do you ever, every once in a while, get together, with Henry or anybody else that was in your Happy Days cast?
Yes. Anson Williams, who played Potsy, and I, we get together a lot. We live fairly close to each other, and we see each other all the time. Henry, we stay in touch. I had lunch with him not long ago, and I ran into saw Marion Ross at a function, and we got to hang out. It was great. I played golf with Scott Baio recently. we stay in touch. Like you said, it's everyone goes in has a million different things going on, and so it's certainly not to the degree like it was when we were all working together, but there is that sort of sense of family that will never go away.
Yeah. So you're a golfer. Wow. I'm a golfer. So when you're out there,
yeah.
I mean, I hack at it. I try really, really hard, Don. So I'm just assuming you and Scott, I'm picturing the two of you, walking down to your balls, and I'm thinking you're out driving him by, 25 yards.
Well, not really. Not really. I mean, he can hit the ball pretty far. On occasion, every once in a while, I'll hit one maybe a little bit by him. But for the most part, he's probably out driving me these days. I haven't been playing as much as I would like. I've been so busy with the music. So I need to sharpen up again and then go out and play with him again so I could do what you're saying.
I love that. I want to tell everybody that it is a great CD. Get it swinging down the chimney tonight, and we'll look for you live. I'd love to see you live sometime. And Catalina, you're going to be there at that jazz club you said on the 21st. So anybody listening to me, certainly in that area, go out and see Don Most.
Yeah, and I'm going to be... Well, I'm going to be in Texas, at Greenville, Texas, in February, the Texan
cool.
Theater, and then Bay City, Michigan, in February as well. So for people out in the Midwest, you might be able to catch me. So I hope so. And then my other CD coming out in February, mostly swinging.
All right, so we will look for that too. And Greenville, I'll catch you in Greenville. I'll go out and see you in Greenville. That's not far from Dallas for people listening.
Oh, good. I was wondering. It's February. I think it's the 25th. It's either the 18th or the 25th at the Texan Theater, I believe it's called.
Texan Theater. Cool.
Yeah.
We will look for you there, definitely. Don Most, thank you so much.
Kate, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.